Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. It began life as Hidden Valley Estate in the 1920s, conceived by a wealthy heiress. The narrow, mile-long driveway leading up to the spectacular building gives no indication of what to expect at its end. The entranceway opens to reveal a 20-room structure on 275 acres, replete with brooks, footbridges, and waterfalls. We have more on Cornwall Castle. We hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some suggestions for you this week, both live and virtual. Wake, the hidden history of women-led slave revolts. This is virtual. As part of the celebration of Black History Month, author Courtney Maum will be joined by Dr. Rebecca Hall, a historian, granddaughter of slaves, and a woman haunted by the legacy of slavery. In her new book, Wake, Dr. Hall brings light to the women who fought for freedom during the Middle Passage and the women who led slave revolts in colonial New York. The stories we hear are usually only a small part of the whole story. Winter weekend in Norfolk, small town, big fun, in person and virtual. Enjoy 2 days of fun in beautiful Norfolk, Connecticut as the Winter Weekend Festival makes its annual appearance. Activities range from a cooking demonstration of classic Spanish paella to the guided tour of Battelle Chapel's Tiffany stained glass windows, to a skate on the town skating rink, to tie-dyeing and an open house at the Norfolk Lions Club ambulance headquarters. Don't miss the Saturday Night Special, a British Invasion 1960s tribute show at Infinity Hall in Norfolk, Connecticut. Ted Rosenthal Trio, 10 by Tin Pan Alley. This is in person. The theme of this special performance is a mashup between Pittsfield's annual 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival and New York's legendary composer's haven known as Tin Pan Alley. The Ted Rosenthal Trio, all of whom have New York and Berkshire roots, explore the New York-Berkshire connection in multiple ways, one of them unexpected, at the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield. Folk and Baroque, from the jig to gypsy dances. This is in person and virtual. From high Baroque to village dances, from South American indigenous flavors to ethereal liturgical music, from the jig to the tango, this close encounters with music program bridges the worlds that grew out of common ground. The program includes works from Bach, Villa-Lobos, Monteverdi, Handel, and Vivaldi at St. James Place in Great Barrington. A new way of thinking about gardens, nature, and ourselves. This is virtual. Nearing retirement, James Golden began making a garden on a ridge above the Delaware River in western New Jersey. It was an unusual site for a garden, little more than a derelict wood on heavy, wet clay. But he was taken with the emotional power and intangible qualities of the landscape. 15 years on, James is a celebrated garden maker and thinker whose garden has been featured in numerous publications, including the New York Times, Gardens Illustrated, and other magazines and books. Hear his poignant story and take in his sage wisdom this garden guru has to offer. Check out our website for contact information. You can learn more about these events by clicking on This Week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is up to date, so do check it out. Our favorite thing, chickens can be pets with benefits. Funny, engaging, and often personable, they also provide eggs for the breakfast table. Lisa Steele, the self-styled queen of the coop, will share her thoughts on how to manage their bounty in a Zoom program introducing her new book, The Fresh Eggs Daily Cookbook. Out on a limb, aging out. A couple of decades ago, Catherine found herself aging out of modern music, even in genres she previously enjoyed. Indeed, she started to wander back to classics from her own youth. And now, like her mother before her, she has crossed the bar. Because there are young people in her house, she gets to hear what they are playing, but prefers, desperately so in some instances, not to. Berkshire Kitchen. One of the first signs of spring is the Carnival season, which has resumed its former glory with masked celebrations around the globe. Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday, is celebrated on March 1st, and Jane will make a traditional New Orleans jambalaya. She tells us how. Country Homes, a fresh and stylish renovated antique former farmhouse, high on the hill, within walking distance of Lake Mansfield and Great Barrington. The sweet home is flooded with light, warm, and cozy. A former garage is now a studio building with French doors, leading to a terrace with views of Beartown State Forest. Inner elegance, quick to judge. Polarization everywhere, in the news, our homes, at work, and in schools. This judgment of one another is exhausting, and it begs the question, what makes us so quick to judge? What good does it do? And is there something we can do differently? Carolyn explores. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We're an online magazine and resource, here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. If you stay home, please spend some time on our website. Have an amazing week. With warmest wishes from all of us at Berkshire Style.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.